So can we welcome up Joy Barham? Good morning, my friend.
Hello.
I know that about a month ago you had a fun encounter with our hairdresser. Can you tell everyone what happened?
Well, I went to have a hair appointment, and when I got there, the receptionist just said, oh, you know, he's gone home sick with a bad back. So I rebooked. And then when I went back, I asked him how his back was, and he was just sort of like telling me quite a lot of stuff about it and how he gets it sort of like twice a year and it's really, really bad and he can't work and he has to go home and all this sort of thing. And I was just thinking, oh dear, I'm going to have to offer to pray for him. But I was really nervous. So anyway, we were just like chatting. Is that right? We were just chatting, and I'd just been on holiday to Bethel with Wendy, so he was asking me a little bit about that, so I said a bit. And then...
Sorry, Joy, just carry on. Ignore them.
Is that right? Okay. And then he did my hair, and all the way through, you know, him doing my hair, I was thinking, oh, I really need to offer to pray for him, and I was really nervous. And then as I got up, I just thought, oh, I've got a get-out clause, because he told me that Wendy had been in earlier that day to have her hair done. So I said, oh, so did Wendy pray for your back? Yes, I've got out.
Can I just say, I didn't know he had a bad back.
And he said, oh, no, she didn't. Are you going to? So I said, oh, yeah, okay then. So I just like prayed for him, and I was so nervous, and I just prayed my quickest prayer out, you know, standing in this hairdressing salon, and he looked really comfortable with it, and I just said, oh, you know, did you feel anything as I prayed, and how's your back? And he said, oh, well, I've had Reiki healing before, but when the person put their hands on me at that point, I only felt something where their hand touched. But when you prayed for me, I felt a tingling throughout my entire body. And I just said to him, well, that was the power of God. And, you know, it's because he really does want to heal you and he loves you. And he was just, his sort of face really changed. And he just said that he's going to, you know, keep me in touch with what's going on, so, and I'm going back to see him this week.
Just quickly, I bumped into him, just so you know, I bumped into him in the town about a week later, and I said, hey, how's your back? He said, oh yeah, it's completely fine, it's been brilliant. So God is clearly working on his life, and so I just want to, can we thank God for breaking in his amazing.